The AccuWeather forecast, decreasing cloudiness today, still humid, high around 83. Former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl providing a windfall of supplies for schools in the state and other schools around the country this year with what he's labeling a flash fund, fulfilling teacher requests to the online site DonorsChoose.org. In total, Kohl donating close to $500,000 for everything from school supplies and uniforms to technology and special needs equipment. Teachers around the country uploading their requests onto the site for special projects or supplies they need, which they say are not covered by school districts and their budgets. Last night, the Kenosha City Council approved a contract with Downtown Kenosha Incorporated. That's the group charged with driving revitalization of the city's downtown area. The deal includes $25,000 in funding and a clause that puts two voting members chosen by the city onto the group's board of directors. Alderman David Bogdala, though, urged his council mates to reject the payment, saying that, quote, this has not worked out.
With all the discussion of adding different things going on in that area to essentially fund this position, I don't believe that the taxpayers of the multiple entities have gotten the bang out of their buck. And I guess it's up to the other individuals in downtown, the businesses down there, whether or not they feel that's the case. I just assume leave it up to them to make that decision. But in my opinion, it hasn't.
Alderman John Fox, whose district includes the downtown area, said that the city should kick in its share to fund the group.
I'm hoping to see a different direction, always a positive direction, going into the downtown district. And hopefully, with all the changes that are occurring, especially lately, that within the next 2.5 to 3 years, there will be a big difference down here. And I think we can all see that. So, again, I am going to be supporting this tonight.
The new agreement adopted 13-2 expires at the end of the year. Now, the city had funded DKI for the same amount for 3 years, but that ended last December. Former Mayor Bosman leaving it up to the new mayor, John Antaramian, to decide whether to continue that agreement. Major findings in a new Public Policy Forum study about property taxes and values in the 7-county southeast region include aggregate equalized property values increasing for the third consecutive year, a 3.2% rate of growth exceeding the previous year's 2%. Every county showing an increase, led by Kenosha County at 5.6%. Residential values comprising the greatest share of overall property values in the region, they grew for the third consecutive year at 2.7%, each of the 7 experiencing growth, again led by Kenosha County, at 4.2%. There's a national health interview survey that indicates that in the first quarter of this year, 1.4 million fewer people lacked health insurance than in 2015 because of the Affordable Care Act. Just 8.6% of Americans are uninsured, first time in history below the 9% mark. Obamacare, as it's known, of course, became law in 2010 when about 16% of the population was not insured. The number of hepatitis A cases connected to those smoothies continuing to rise as federal agencies investigate what has now become a multi-state outbreak, and Wisconsin is included.
The Virginia Department of Health says that 73 Virginians have tested positive so far. Virginia is among a group of states, including Maryland, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, who are reporting cases of hepatitis A connected to frozen strawberries imported from Egypt and used at tropical smoothie cafes. Tropical Smoothie Cafe says they removed the Egyptian frozen strawberries from their locations last month. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has awarded more than $15 million in funding to 32 transportation alternative program projects. Kenosha County gets $256,000 for a project that would add guide signs and markings to the county's bike trails. Milwaukee County awarded more than $1.4 million for the Oakleaf Trail, Bender Park, and Racine County Connector Project. TAP, as it's called, allocates federal funds to transportation improvement efforts that expand travel choices, but also strengthen the local economy, improve the quality of life, and protect the environment. Many of the projects enhance non-motorized forms of transportation, including biking and walking. In Milwaukee, the Sherman Park neighborhood unrest prompted by that officer-involved shooting August 13th caused an estimated $5.8 million in damage to 7 businesses. Fire Department Battalion Chief Aaron Lipsky says that is just a rough estimate, but it includes damage to buildings and contents. The most damage, a destroyed auto parts store at $1.4 million, nearly $600,000 damage to a gas station. It's the marriage of cutting-edge computer technology and the time-honored traditions of Wisconsin farming, plus the fact that more people these days care about where their food comes from. That is why Square Harvest won the prestigious Innovation Award for Agriculture. SquareHarvest.com links consumers and producers to make available nutritious organic foods for home delivery. Square Harvest co-founder Madhavi Krishnan says the consumers can go to their website, pick the foods they want delivered, pay online, get the software sorting the orders out, notify the suppliers, and it's all packaged up and sent out to consumers within a 48-hour time frame. She calls Square Harvest community-supported agriculture on steroids.
Organic produce, including fruits and vegetables, all your meat needs, chicken, beef, pork, fish. We have eggs. We have a very wide variety of dairy, including milk and cheese, artisanal cheeses, bread from local bakeries.
Right now, Square Harvest serves only the Madison area and its suburbs, but she says interest is very strong in the Milwaukee area as well. And the makers of Pokemon Go finally coming out with their wearable device. Niantic Labs says the Pokemon Go Plus will be released September the 16th. $35 Bluetooth sensor worn on the wrist. It vibrates when Pokemon and Pokestops are nearby. The wearable version, though, already sold out on both Amazon and GameStop. The Racine Water Utility called out early this morning to a broken main and water bubbling up from the aged concrete in the 2800 block of Lathrop Avenue. Police had to shut down northbound traffic from Durand Avenue and southbound traffic from Pierce Boulevard. That problem discovered on the west side of the street. In Pleasant Prairie, police asking for the public's help with their investigation of a hit-and-run accident September 1st. It happened at 80th Street and Cooper Road. It put a motorcyclist at Frederick Hospital with serious head and spinal trauma. The 35-year-old man on that bike is a single father whose daughter had just started school that day. The other vehicle, a van, whose driver did pull over briefly at the scene, but then took off. Chief David Smetana asking anybody who may have been driving by and seen something or who maybe lives in the area and has security cameras pointed in that direction to get in contact with his office. Wisconsin wildlife officials have confirmed 29 hunting dogs have been killed by wolves so far this year, prompting alerts to hunters to be on the lookout. David Ruid, the wildlife biologist with the Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services section, indicates that most occurred on large blocks of public forest lands up in northern Wisconsin. In fact, 11 of the 29 dogs taken in Bayfield County. There's definitely a cluster of activity there, according to Ruid, while state DNR large carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says the number of dogs killed represents a slight increase from recent years. Hunters can sign up for alerts through the agency's website to show the areas where these attacks have occurred. Asthma sufferers, you may want to consider taking vitamin D supplements, at least according to a new report out today. Here's Scott Carr.
There's no cure for the approximate 17.5 million Americans suffering from asthma, but new research out of Queen Mary University of London suggests sufferers might reduce the risk of severe attacks by adding vitamin D supplements to their regimen. It's not a new idea. Previous studies have associated low vitamin D levels with greater risk of severe attacks. This new analysis of 9 separate asthma studies shows the risk of hospital admission or ER visits was reduced from 6 to 3% with the taking of oral vitamin D supplements. Researchers add the supplements also reduce the need for steroid treatments. I'm Scott Carr.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are demanding answers about money paid to Iran back in January. Wisconsin's Sean Duffy noting that Iran got $400 million around the same time that 4 American prisoners were released.
One of the prisoners recalled that while waiting to be freed, Iran police told him that, quote, "We are waiting for another plane, so if the plane doesn't come, we never let you go." Sounds like a ransom payment.
A State Department official did recently acknowledge the $400 million payment was withheld as leverage until the 4 prisoners were released. Meantime, another $1.3 billion went to Iran in 2 subsequent payments. In Madison, a legislative committee is said to be considering proposed changes to a current state law that protects burial sites. This after a GOP-sponsored bill that would have allowed quarry owners to excavate American Indian mounds died last session. The committee was set up after the bill's defeat. It involves leaders from both parties, but it's met only once and has no firm goals at this point. Possible discussion areas include making burial site locations more accessible to land developers, along with the size of the development buffer zones around catalog sites. The measure would have allowed Wingrass Stone and Ready Mix to excavate Ho-Chunk Nation burial mounds in Dane County at a quarry site just to prove whether human remains were really there. The Garden Court Apartments building at 5th Avenue and 59th Street in Kenosha is going to be torn down for city development. This after the council last night officially approved a $525,000 payment for it to Ben and CD Investments LLC. The current tenants have 6 months to leave that 53-year-old building, which is in Tax Incremental District No. 4 and part of the redevelopment plan from Mayor John Antaramian. Tens of thousands of Milwaukee residents being urged by Mayor Tom Barrett to use water filters, those whose homes were built before 1951. The mayor says the filters are capable of removing lead, but he notes that almost 45% of Milwaukee residents get their water from street mains through a lateral lead pipe. He says the city does treat for corrosion, but it's not a 100% guarantee from contaminant-free water. The Kohl's department store chain planning to open a new distribution center in suburban Indianapolis. It's to process orders online. The Wisconsin-based company's completed purchase of a 937,000-square-foot facility located in Plainfield, which is near Indianapolis International Airport. Gateway Technical College, among the institutions that has been reaching out to students affected by the abrupt closure of ITT Technical Institute. It's offering students workshops, as well as a process to help them continue their education.
ITT Tech closed after the federal government banned the school from enrolling new students who rely on federal financial aid, the school's main source of revenue, leaving thousands of students in the lurch. Gateway has formed a team of new student specialists, advisors, financial aid representatives, and other student services staff to work with affected students to determine their options. In addition, Gateway has set up two Quick Start seminars specifically for ITT students. The seminars will be held on September 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. on the Racine campus and on September 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Kenosha campus. The college is also offering to waive the $30 application fee for ITT students who attend one of the Quick Start events. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
1 week from today, in Kenosha, Congregations United to Serve Humanity will be sponsoring a transit forum at the Civil War Museum. It'll start at 1 o'clock and go about 90 minutes. Among the public officials invited to attend, Mayor John Antaramian and Transit Director Ron Iwin, along with community and agency leadership, as well as concerned citizens. It's being promoted by Cush as a roundtable discussion regarding transit needs and opportunities to work together to bring more resources to the community. The public invited to attend and to share perspectives on transit, the Cush announcement saying good service benefits everybody. And a Beale Air Force Base airman in California, originally from Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, died this week near South Lake Tahoe. Airman First Class Tyler Ullman was involved in an unspecified hiking incident, that according to a base official. The matter is still under investigation. Ullman had been stationed at Beale Air Force Base for over a year as a food service apprentice. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.